Coast 93.1, it's the Blake Show. Kelly's out, just me and Todd at the moment.
This is a message from the Townsend, Massachusetts Community Board.
Okay, Townsend, yep. That's a little northwest of Boston.
Yep, got some of Tim's family lives there. Oh. And here's what it says on the community board. What's going on in Townsend? By the way, hopefully kids weren't on there reading this because they would have been shocked. Jen Vecchione, I figured, you know, she posted with her name, so why not use her name?
Yeah.
To whoever got my package in the mail accidentally and decided not to return it, I hope when you opened it, you enjoyed the penis. I bet it wasn't what you expected.
What? Oh. So, the town board.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm guessing she's, you know, some sort of adult.
Was it a typo? Like she meant peanuts?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Like this is an adult toy?
Oh, no. She doubled down and is responding to all the comments. One of them includes this one from Pat, who lives in Townsend, I'm guessing. Sounds like someone really got the shaft and someone didn't. And Jen said, that's best awesome. Response ever. Jen's even like applauding little jokes.
Right.
So, but this begs a good question because packages end up in the wrong hands often. I mean, not all the time, but we ship so much stuff now.
Yeah, they can't get it perfect.
It's just not 100%, right?
No, it's not.
And shout out, by the way, to all the people who are busting their butts doing deliveries. We got one that pulled in last night at like 7 o'clock at night. I mean, I know your hours are crazy right now and you know. So thank you for making Christmas possible.
Sure.
But now and then things get mixed up. So you receive, and sometimes it's awkward. Okay. So here's our question. You received someone else's package and it was awkward. Okay. 79 Coast.
It's kind of funny though. Like you can see who it's addressed to. So you'd think that they wouldn't open it, you know, and I know some people just, you know, like my kids, for instance, when there's a package like on the table that came that day, they just go right to it and open it up. They don't even think about it. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, that should not be allowed, especially this time of year.
Especially this time of the year, right? Like that's, we've already run into some Christmas gift problems because of that.
No.
Brody. I'll just say it right now. Brody. Anyway, for adults, they usually go to like, who's this addressed to? Especially this time of the year because you don't know if your spouse got it for you or something like that.
Right.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Boy. And Townsend's a small town. I bet they know who this woman is.
I'm sure. And I'm sure everyone's like, well, what was it, Jen? Well,
good for her, Jen.
Yeah.
Good for Jen.
You want to tell us a little bit more about what was in that package? Brand name or?
Right.
79 Coast or text us, type topic as the first word of your text message. Well, you know what this makes me think of, Todd, is that do you remember the story that it was a listener who lives in the area and her neighbors got their Christmas pajamas. So the family had ordered online these matching Christmas pajamas.
Okay.
The neighbors either got the package on their doorstep or went next door and took it and either way opened it and were wearing the pajamas. Do you remember this story?
I don't.
Oh my God, this is one of my favorite listener stories.
This is a local story?
Yes.
Oh,
and she, I forget if she wanted me to say her name or not, but I know exactly who it is. The neighbors next door were wearing the pajamas. Like they looked in their window and they saw them all wearing the pajamas.
Yeah.
Brazenly, they stole the package off their porch or something and then put the pajamas on. They called the police and the police went over. And they were like, and the people were wearing the pajamas, and the police officer had to say, can you take those off? Those are your neighbors. Like, you stole those.
Right.
And to the extent, and they had not only worn them, but they took one of the kids' pajamas, cut a leg off.
What?
To make pajamas for the cat.
So that's so messed up.
Okay. Right. So there they are. They've got the cat, and then they return the pajamas, and the people who they were supposed to be to actually wore them for the Christmas photo because they had been returned, except one of the younger boys had only one leg on his pajamas because
one footy.
Yeah.
The other footy was off.
Because it was used for the cat. Oh, this is awesome.
Insane.
Before you go on TV, I'll leave you with this, Todd, before you go do the weather on Channel 6.
Okay.
We got this text. My mother received a box with a remote-controlled bum toy. Very awkward trying to explain to her what it was.
God. Oh my God.
And we'll just leave that right there.
Okay, well, I'm going to go deliver to all of Maine.
Yes.
What the forecast is going
to
be.
Try not to accidentally use the phrase bum toy. I think
that image.
That would be bad. Yeah.
In my mind.
Yeah. You're welcome.